So before we get this episode started, as I've mentioned in the last few episodes of this podcast, they have changed platforms, and so the monetization is not the same as it was before. I have not recorded any ads just yet. So a way for you to support me is to go ahead on and click the link in the show notes that will bring you to Rakuten. It is an online shopping service. You're going to be online and shopping anyway, so why not get cash back in the process? You also get money for a referring friend. So if you would like to support me, sign up there. Also, you can find the links over at sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. And yeah, until I can get all of this situated and take the time to record an ad for the new podcast platform, you can support me by joining and signing up to be a member of Rakuten. And again, you can find everything over at sincerelyangiem.com under the promo tab. Thanks for listening, you guys. Hey everyone, it's Angie, and thank you for tuning in to the Sincerely Angie podcast. If this is your very first time tuning in, welcome. I like to say that this is my little gumbo pot, and I'm giving you a little bit of everything you never knew you needed. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back and listening to what little old me has to say about anything. Happy April, everybody. Last month was my birthday month, March. I celebrated all month. I actually tried to record an episode like 4 times. The name of the episode was like a ventisode, and I did one of those back in like 2018 or 2019 where I was just venting about some things. The first time I recorded it, I felt like I was a little bit too harsh, and it was like someone could have been offended. So I came back and I said, okay, let me try and soften things up a bit. I recorded it again. I still did not feel good about it. The third time I recorded it, I changed the title, and it was more of a like Dear Judgmental, or Dear Judgment is what it was going to be titled. And I was basically just talking about how that episode, which would have been the Ventisode, could have come off as negative, and how some things are just, you don't really have to say everything that comes to your mind. And so I was battling with those times that I had recorded. Even a third time with me admitting that it could have been judgmental, I just did not feel 100% about the episode. But as God would have it, as he always does, he lays things on my spirit. He puts things in my path and in my face and gives me signs that lets me know that, hey, that's not what I want you to do, or this is what I want you to do. And me being a Christian who is trying to walk right with the Lord, I had to listen and be obedient to what I was hearing and what he was saying to me. So just to give a quick little backstory on March, I usually celebrate the whole month of March, but I really wanted to put the episode out because I wanted to be different. And last year I only put out like 1 or 2 episodes. So I said, forget me taking off March. Let me just put something out there just so that I can be a little bit more consistent this year. Well, I tried, and I think that I was forcing it because I felt like what I wanted to say needed to be said, but it really didn't, because it wasn't going to benefit, or it was not going to help anybody. So what God has been placing on my spirit since then is that, well, y'all know that I told y'all a while back that my name, Angela, my stage name, or my podcast name and my social media name is Angie, but my real name is Angela. And so Angela means heavenly messenger when you look up the name of Angela. So it's either heavenly messenger or messenger of God. And so I've always felt that what I have to say should be of substance or importance, or it should be something that I'm careful with. I should choose my words wisely. Now, my demeanor, if you know me or if you've listened to the podcast, my demeanor is not to hurt anyone or to harm anyone with my words. I've never been a very harsh person, I would think, but I have been told that sometimes the things that I say can be a bit harsh. So I've questioned and I've battled with, do I need to start being quiet and stop saying so much? Because I know that my sarcasm can come off a bit much, or it could be a little bit harmful depending on who may be on the receiving end of whatever I'm saying, even though my intentions are not for it to be that way. Side note, I'm approaching catching a cold, and so if you hear me sounding a little nasally or stuffy, that's what's going on. So on top of me just battling, should I start being quiet more? Should I start, you know, watching what I'm saying? I've had like people who would reassure me that, hey, what you told me at this point in time really helped me, and don't shut up and don't be quiet and you have something to say. And if they can't handle it, then it's just not meant for them or whatever, but don't change who you are because a few people can't handle what you say. Now, I know that I'm seemingly a bit all over the place because it's so much that I want to say. So let me, again, take it back. So back in March, the episode that I was recording, the Ventisode, I was talking about things that bothered me that I had been seeing either in life or on social media, like the filters, and then people of a certain age using filters, people who are lying, or people who are going to jail at this age. And when I say this age, I mean around my age. If you're going to jail, I just was kind of like confused, like, why? What are you doing? We should be at a place where we're not doing things that will put us in those positions. I talked about people being broke because I felt like if you have a friend like me or somebody who is well versed with money, or who is just, even if it's not about being well versed with money or knowledge of money, at this age, meaning close to 40 or 40-ish, you should have gone through a lot of your money mistakes in your 20s and in your 30s, and now you should be making a vow to never be in that position again. The hypes that people go through, like they hype up a cup or they hype up a rock or a gem or a stone or something like that, and the trends that people hop on and that they go crazy over. And I'm like, at this big age, why are we doing this? But my tone when I recorded it may have come off a bit judgmental. And I remember my best friend, she was asking me one day, she said, are you a part of such and such close friends? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh, okay. She was talking about such and such. She shows such and such. I'm like, okay, cool. Not missing much. It is what it is. You know, me and her are not cool. Like, we talk on the phone. We have each other's phone number, and we went to school back in the day, but it wasn't, you know, she's not like a close friend. Like, I don't need to be her close friend. So I was not offended, but it just kind of stuck out. And then another person asked me, hey, are you a part of such and such close friends? Another person. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they said, oh, okay. She was going more in depth about some things that are happening in her life. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were saying that because I was not willing to engage in a conversation about the debates that happen on social media, because I'm kind of like, what are we doing? Is this conversation going to enrich us? Is this going to change our point of view? Are we going to change who we are? Why are we having this conversation if it's not something that is of substance or something that we can utilize to grow as people? Why are we talking about it? And they basically said it was just entertainment and that I was being judgmental. So that was another thing that happened that I'm kind of like, okay, so maybe I come off as a judgmental person. Like, so I'm not in the close friends of these two people. I'm talking to a close friend of mine and they're saying I'm judgmental. And I've also had other people tell me recently that, oh, I feel like you're judging me, or, you know, and it was in a joking way when it was said, but it was said. So y'all know that I pay attention to signs and things that are repetitive. So because all of these things kept coming up, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to pay attention to what I'm saying or what I'm doing. And then I would have these conversations with a coworker who she's highly religious, or I should say she's a Christian, and she's working on her walk as well. And I'll have these talks with her, and she'll just reaffirm me and reassure me that, hey, you are not a malicious person. You're not doing anything to hurt or harm anybody, because what are you getting out of that? I've only seen you in a helpful position. Like, I've only seen you in a manner that you are either helping people or encouraging them. So if you do say something and they take it the wrong way, it's because you're probably knocking on their truth door. You know, it's probably the truth hurts, basically. And so then my cousin, Yanni, y'all know I talk about Yanni, and she's been on a podcast. Side note, I'll be on her podcast. It'll be coming soon. I'm not sure when the episode will come out, but I think I'm like the second or third guest on her show. So I'll keep y'all posted and I'll have links posted when I am on her podcast and y'all can go and listen and watch, because there will be a video of that episode, which it should be pretty hilarious if you know us. But she also told me, don't you dare change who you are. And she said, say whatever you have to say. And whoever, they don't like it, they don't like it. So, again, here I go. I'm on YouTube and I'm listening to a few sermons and just some videos, some podcasts that I was listening to. And one of them in particular was a few days ago, actually. It was Megan Ashley, and she was talking to a pastor. Her name is Brenda somebody, but it's on Megan Ashley's In Totality podcast. And a lady was talking about how she was kind of convicted because she didn't say something, but God was like, did I tell you not to say that? Or you were supposed to, that was your moment to say something and you didn't say it because you don't want to come off a certain way. And I'm like, whew, you at my door again, huh? You at my door again. And so a lot of these things have been happening that me, I'm convicted within self because I'm saying, let me stop saying stuff because I feel like I'm being offensive to people. And then I'm in a battle between saying it and not saying it. Again, I'm choosing my words, because if I was reckless with my wording, I would have put out that very first episode that I recorded. But something in me said, hey, no, you should think about that. That's probably not the best thing that you should put out. And whatever people decide to do with their photos and their filters, let them do. That's not hurting or harming you. You don't do it, so let them do it. Okay, then I record it again, and I'm thinking that my tone is much better, but I still feel something in my spirit that says, don't put it out there. It's not that. So if I was a person who was not concerned about how others would feel, I would have put those episodes out, but I did not. So that goes to show you that my heart is in a place of encouraging or helping, or it's in a good place. And the fact that I'm even battling or even convicted on, you know, what I should say and should I not say it or anything like that, it just goes to show you how you're growing in Christ and your walk with the Lord, as well as you are conscious of the things that are coming out of your mouth and the things that you are putting out there. Because if you don't believe in God, you believe in karma. If you don't believe in what goes around comes around, if you don't believe in reaping what you sow and the seeds that you've sown, if you don't believe in all of that, at some point or another, you're going to see that what you put out is what you're going to get back. And I don't want that at all. I am not the type of person, I barely curse. Like, if you've listened to this podcast over the years, I think the Dear Sex episode I may have cursed, and maybe one or two other episodes I may have cursed, and liquor was involved. Not that that's an excuse, but that's a reason why, hey, I may have been a little bit loose at the lips because of the liquor. But I'm not that person that's going to tell somebody, oh, you stink, you need to go take a bath. Or your breath stink, don't talk to me. Like, I don't talk like that. I would probably say something like, hey, you want a mint or something like that? And they'll say, my breath is a little tart. I'm like, yeah, it's a little, it's a little, let me stop breathing right quick. You know, but I would never just come out and say certain things. So I'm like, why do I get the feeling that people are offended by the things that I'm saying, or that they feel a type of way when I say something? Like, why do I get that feeling? And I get the feeling because I've been kind of at a sensitive place where I am noticing how people are moving around me, whether it's like the side conversations that people have or the snide remarks that they make, just the way that they look at me. When I tell you, in March was very eye-opening for me. Some things that have come to me, I've known early on that it was going to end, or it was going to go to a place where there was going to be either no coming back from it. But there was an incident that happened, and the way that this person looked at me, I tell you, I will never cross that bridge again. Like, the person looked at me with so much disgust. And when I tell you, that blew my mind. First of all, because the person put themselves in a position to be around me that I asked them initially, you don't have to do this. Like, you don't have to be here. You don't have to go there. You don't have to do this. And they insisted on doing it and then gave me the silliest look during the event. And it was like, you didn't even have to do that. So what was your purpose for doing this? So basically, it was kind of like they ruined a very special time for me because of their own personal reasons, for whatever reason. Overall, I enjoy my birthday month, but this one event just took me for a loop. And I just was like, what did I do that was so bad to this person? And I had to do some self-reflecting and just to kind of, but I think it was just a time that one of those relationships had to, you know, it had ran its course and it was over with. But this is another thing that's like, what did I do that was so bad to this person? Was it that I did not succumb or submit to what they wanted, or that I did not conform into the person they wanted me to be? Like, was I too much of me around them? And too much of me is just somebody who talks a lot. I think that I am very thoughtful. I've been told at times that I could be, not as considerate, that's the word, that I could not, in some situations, that I can be considered inconsiderate. That's a tongue twister. But other than that, I just, you know, I don't know. But things are the way they are. And I am going through a season of separation where it's an isolation season. And the videos and the podcasts that I've been listening to, the things that I've been seeing, the things that God have been placing on my heart, or downloads, as people would call it, a lot of those things have told me that I am going or entering into this season for a reason. There is something great that is going to come out of this. I just turned 40, so I know that there's a shift that's about to happen. The same thing happened when I turned 30, so I welcome it. I am going to embrace it. I am not going to be saddened by anybody who is no longer in my life, because I know that God is moving in this direction for a reason. He's separating me for a reason, and I'm grateful for it. It does feel a way. I'm not sure what that way is, because I've never really had a relationships that ended on bad notes. I've never really been that person to have fallouts with people. Me and most people that have exited from my life, we just kind of drifted apart, but it wasn't for any specific reason. But I feel like now the relationships that I am involved in, whether it be male and female or female and female relationships, friend, coworkers, associates, whatever, I feel like this season that I'm in is causing these relationships to be like, skirt, stop, like ASAP. And I don't know how I feel about that, but I'm trusting God. I know that He's moving. I know that some things that I prayed for, they're on their way to me. And I am just going to embrace it. I said that I'm not going to be sad, but it is disheartening that these things are happening. As a human being in my natural emotions, you do feel a type of way when people are no longer a part of your life who were once a part of it. But you also have to look at, was this relationship or friendship or situationship, or was this co-working relationship, was it beneficial to both parties involved? And if it was not, then you have to be okay with the outcome. And if it was someone who has enriched your life, then you also have to be okay with the season that they were in your life for. They always talk about the seasonal people, the people who are there for a season, they're there for a reason, they're there for a lesson and all of that. You just have to be okay with it. And that's where I'm at. So I said all of that to say, hey, y'all, I got a lot of shit going on. There's a curse word. I do have a lot of stuff going on, but I'm grateful for the season that I'm in. I'm always going to try to be mindful of the things that I say and the things that I put out, which you've heard me talk about this over the last couple of years, that the reason for the hiatus with the podcast and the long stretch that I am going without uploading the episode is because I want to be saying things of substance. I don't want to just be on here because there's a mic in front of my face and I have a podcast platform that I just say whatever comes to my mind. I don't want that to be the case. I still want to be mindful. I still want to be a worker of God. I want to be able to, if he plants something in my spirit and that is something that I need to say, that I'll say it. And if it's something that is man-made, meaning Angela wants to say this, I don't want any parts. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be something that is going to enrich someone's life, that's going to bless someone's life, and something that is going to cause people to think. That was my very first, I guess, tagline, like having conversations that causes deeper conversations, like everyday topics that will cause you to think deeper and to make changes if necessary. And so I feel like this is a 360 moment where I'm going back to that, because I did kind of, I guess, get caught into the, oh, there's a mic, let's talk about what the people want to hear. But not for entertainment purposes. I don't want that. I want the podcast to be very enriching to someone else's life. I want the things that I say to be of substance and to matter and to mean something to somebody, to be life-changing if need be. But I don't want to just be on here talking just to talk just because there's a mic. The blog, I still am uploading. I have so many drafts of so many blog posts that I want to put out. There is one that is going to be coming out at the same time as this episode. It is titled, It's Not Your Fault, or It's Not Always Your Fault, But When It Is. And that is kind of coinciding with this episode. I can admit that at times I'm harsh. That's a flaw. That's a fault of mine. But I'm not going to blame everything on somebody else. I should be able to say that, hey, you know what? It was my fault that this thing ended, or it was my fault that I said this and hurt your feelings. I want to be able to own up to my shit when it happens instead of blaming on somebody else. Own up to it, accept it for what it is, apologize if necessary, and then keep it moving, but not to blame everything on everybody else, because it can't always be everybody else's fault. You play a part in somebody else's demise as well. You're the villain in somebody else's story. That's the thing. You just have to be mindful, though. You don't take on the shit of somebody and their traumas and their issues, but you do have to own up and acknowledge when you were wrong in situations. And so that's basically what that blog post is going to be about. And this title of this episode, I think I'm going to stick with calling it Dear Judgment, or Dear Judgmental, or Dear Fault, or Dear Flaws. One of the two. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But by the time I re-listen to this and I start to edit it, it'll come to me. And like I said, just be on the lookout for the blog post that is associated with it. It will be in a description note, or the notes of the episode, so that you can go and listen to it. But if not, you can always go to sincerelyangiem.com. Follow me over on Instagram, sincerelyangiem, or just being_Angie, and that's where you can find all things Sincerely Angie and me. Thank you all so much for listening. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Hopefully it comes really soon. I've been having so many revelations with God on my walk with God and my walk with Christ, and I want to share those things. Hopefully I won't ramble and I can talk about it in chronological order as things have happened over the last couple of years since my first Dear God episode. But if not, hopefully it'll land the way it's supposed to land and somebody will be blessed by my story. All right, you guys, I'll talk to y'all in the next episode. Have a great April, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.